Getting the smile and confidence you've been dreaming about, all from the comfort of your home, isn't a total mystery with Bite Clear Aligners. Just don't be surprised if all your friends start asking, "What's your secret?" Begin by ordering your at-home impression kit today for only $14.95. Bite Clear Aligners are doctor-directed and delivered to your door. Treatment costs thousands less than braces, plus they offer flexible financing, accept eligible insurance, and you can pay with your HSA FSA. Get 80% off your impression kit when you use code WONDERY at Byte.com. That's BYTE.com. Start your confidence journey today with Byte.
Delve into the shadows of the mind with Sleeping Dogs, a gripping murder mystery starring Academy Award winner Russell Crowe. Now available on digital. Crowe portrays an ex-homicide detective unraveling a brutal murder he can't recall. Uncovering secrets from his past, he learns a chilling truth. It's best to let sleeping dogs lie. Visit sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery to watch Sleeping Dogs, now on digital. That's sleepingdogsmovie.com/wondery.
Here's my favorite rant for the day, excerpted from our podcast, which you can find over at tomhartman.com.
Greetings, my friends, patriots, lovers of democracy, truth, and justice, believers in peace, freedom, and the American way. Tom Hartman here with you back from Cuba, or whatever you want to call it. That was a fascinating week. Louise and I went with a group from Code Pink. Code Pink sponsors, through a company called Proximity Tours, a couple of these a year, and we just Medea about a year ago had invited us to go on one, and we were not able to at that time. That was back last September. And so when this one came along, I was like, yeah, cool. And in fact, there were four or five people on the trip who heard me talk about it on the air and signed up for the trip. And we met some great people, some new friends, and just had a wonderful time. If you have been to Cuba, or if you feel that you know a lot about Cuba and you'd like to discuss it, I want to talk about that in our first hour today, although we're going to try later on in the week. I've got several, like about 3 hours of interviews and videotape and all kinds of stuff that we need to boil down. So later in the week or maybe next week, we're going to actually do a show specifically about our trip to Cuba, you know, kind of our travelogue thing. But I just want to share with you some of my observations and particularly if you've been there, and I know that there were a lot of Americans who went during the, year and a half, 2 years, or maybe it was a little less than that, that President Obama had loosened all the travel restrictions. Just to be clear, by the way, if anybody from the State Department is listening, we did not go as tourists. It is not legal for Americans to go to Cuba as tourists. We went on this people-to-people tour literally every day from 9 o'clock in the morning till around 5 or 6 in the afternoon. We were going to the colleges, going to the agricultural stations, going to the university, going to craft, you know, businesses. I mean, it was basically get to know the country. It's kind of ironic because if you're Cuban, you can go anywhere in the world and do anything you want. If you're an American and you go to Cuba and you go hang out on the beach and have a vacation, you can get in big trouble, maybe go to jail, I don't know. But we were told you are not, you know, it is not legal for you to vacation here. We did not vacation, which is kind of weird. It would have been nice to have a day on the beach, but I never even got near the beach. So what I learned, you know, that the Cuban Revolution was initially, Fidel was a lawyer, Che was a doctor. I mean, these were people who had some privilege, some considerable privilege in the country, but under the Batista regime, basically the mafia and what today we would refer to as the billionaires owned and ran Cuba, and they overthrew them and said, we're going to create a society without billionaires, and in fact without multimillionaires. A couple of the things that one of the things that really struck me, in all the time we were there for a week, and we traveled all over Havana, and we went a little outside of Havana once, but almost all our time was in Havana. And I saw one beggar all the time I was there. And there's this huge an old warehouse with probably 200 stalls in it, with individual, you know, people, the small businesses where they're selling things that they've made, a lot of art, just all kinds of cool stuff, you know, Cuban cigars, whatever. And you know, it's one of their experiments in capitalism, as it were. And the one beggar I saw had perfect teeth. Everybody had perfect teeth. I mean, I literally, I didn't see anybody with teeth that looked like, you know, they were having a problem with their teeth. And I was like, what's this is, what, you know, I've, I, you know, this is not West Virginia, right? This is not, or I don't mean to pick on West Virginia. This is not Michigan. This is not America. You know, it's because our, you know, so anyhow, I asked our tour guide, and he was like, well, yeah, you know, dental care, your teeth are part of your body. You know, we have free medical care here, and that includes free dental care. So everybody goes to the dentist, everybody, which was kind of cool. School is free. It's compulsory through the ninth grade. And then if you're going to go to college or into a trade school from ninth to 12th, it's all free. Ninth to 12th, you can do that and you prepare for your exams and everything. And then if you can pass the exams to get into college, college is free. And in fact, you know, they've got 65,000 doctors in Cuba. It's one of their principal exports is doctors. I didn't see anybody who was morbidly obese. It was not like, you know, just like walking into a Denny's here in the United States. People looked healthy. In fact, one of the people I was speaking with said, you know, we're really concerned that as the economy opens up, and particularly if the embargo is done away with, that as fast food comes to Cuba, obesity, type 2 diabetes, heart disease, all the things associated with fast food may be coming to Cuba as well. And probably the best solution to that is to educate people about the dangers of those kind of foods. But anyhow, also, if you graduate from college, you're guaranteed a job. The government is the employer of last resort. In fact, broadly, you're guaranteed a job. It's considered a right. The food was great. Their diet is, you know, it's very, very Spanish / European / Argentinian kind of, you know, it's not a good place to easily find a meal as a vegetarian. But, you know, and so the first day or two we were there, I ate fish and cheese. But then after that, I discovered that I could just say, just leave off the fish or just leave off the pork or beef, because those were typically the choices, or chicken, and I'll take the vegetables. And it was fine. It was a lot of good food. And we ate at some of the new little restaurants that are, you know, in people's homes, maximum 50 seats. There was a piece in the New York Times that I was reading a couple days ago about how Cuba's cracking down on capitalism. And what was happening is they're trying to keep from having a big business problem. And so, you know, basically they said, your family may turn part of your house, your rooftop, your backyard, your living room, whatever you want, into a restaurant or into some other kind of small business, but not for more than 50 people. So you can serve 50 people. So what started happening was, you know, mom and dad would get a divorce, so they were separate entities, and then mom would get a permit for 50, and dad would get a permit for 50, and Junior would get a permit for 50, and, you know, Aunt Ethel would get a permit, and pretty soon you got 200 people and at that point the government says, no, wait a minute, we're moving down the road toward Walmart, this isn't going to happen. So that's my understanding of what's going on. Keep in mind, none of this is coming from an authoritative source. I was there for a week. But I'm just telling you what I saw, what I learned. The hotel we stayed in, the Vedado, which is a region, it's the one of the older parts of Havana, was what here might be kind of like a comfort inn. It was a very inexpensive hotel. The Code Pink trips are a lot less expensive than some of the other ones. But it was nice. It was clean. The food was good. The breakfast was, the buffet was spectacular. The other thing was the people. You know, there's just this sense, Louise and I have, you know, we used to own a travel agency. So for the 4 years, 5 years, however long it was that we owned the travel agency, we could go anywhere in the world for 25% of the normal cost of a ticket. And usually hotels would put us up for free. And so we took full advantage of that. And we've been around the world many, many times. And one of the things that we've always said is that the two friendliest places on earth, in our experience, and we've been in I don't know how many countries, the two friendliest countries in the world were Ireland and Thailand. In Ireland and Thailand, everyone is your best friend. I mean, it's just they're just very, the culture itself is very outgoing. I add now to that list Cuba. People were wonderful. There was The streets were safe. At night, you could walk around. There was no problem with crime. It was only on the last day we were there I even saw a police officer. And he didn't have a gun. He had a billy club. And so, anyhow, I've got more on my list here. I will continue my stories about Cuba, and then I'll pick up your calls in just a minute. We'll be right back. So I just got back from a week in Cuba, and we had a fascinating discussion about it on today's program. That Stephanie Kelton was on, Professor Stephanie Kelton, the economist, talking about the death of neoliberalism. Dean Obadala, talk show host on Sirius XM, on Sirius XM Progress 127, about the Nazi swastikas carved into the magazines of the Parkland shooters' guns. An amazing show. You can check it out. Our commercial-free podcasts are at tomhartmann.com, and clips from the show you can find here on Twitter, Facebook, and YouTube.